The views of this program are not necessarily the views of KJLL Radio, its management, or its sponsors. The host is solely responsible for its content. Enjoy.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Oh, fellow foodies, what a joy it is to be back in the saddle here at The Jolt. We're taking a couple of weeks traveling the country looking for some great culinary adventures, and I want to thank my guest hosts for hosting this show in my absence while I was sinking my teeth into some glorious culinary adventures across the country, and what a great time we had. But it's good to be back in the saddle here at The Jolt for the most delicious hour on radio. Now listen to this. Sunday night, October the 30th, marks the premiere of the next Iron Chef Super Chefs on the Food Network, which will feature 10 of the country's most celebrated chefs going head-to-head in a high-stakes battle, which is going to earn the victor a membership in the elite Iron Chef Culinary Society. And when the Food Network is looking for the hottest rockstar chefs in the country to compete in this event, of course their travels took them out to the Grand Canyon State, and Arizona's own Bo McMillan, executive chef of Sanctuary on Camelback Mountain in Phoenix, was named the finalist in the Food Network competition. And guess what? He's here with us now. Good afternoon, chef.
What's happening, Matt? Thanks for having me, brother.
We are having a great time. Arizona is all abuzz with the season premiere on October 30th. We're all a quiver waiting for you to walk away at the end of the season the victor. My guess is that your life is going to change dramatically after October 30th, right?
That's the goal. Maybe we got to bring it home, keep it in AZ for sure.
I love it. Now, listen, we always like to brag, as you know, that Arizona is the culinary capital of the Western United States. I'm curious, chef, how did your work attract the attention of the Food Network?
You know, believe it or not, I was cooking in Aspen at the Food and Wine Festival in 2005 when a network executive approached me and said, Bo, you know, I really love the job you've done at Element and at the Sanctuary, and I'm coming there. And I cooked him dinner. The next day, he said, I want you to compete against one of my Iron Chefs.
Wow.
And that was that, 2006.
Wow. What'd you cook him? What was on the menu?
I did, well, for him, when he came out with his family, you know, of course, I planned this extravagant 12-course dinner that was going to be, you know, nothing he'd ever seen. And when he got out, he said, hey, we're thinking about doing this casual-type barbecue. And, I was like, I pulled out all the stops. I called my grandmother. I was like, give me a coleslaw recipe. One of my friends makes the best cornbread on the planet. I put it all together and just kind of like, you know, did it real mesquite grill cooking, and we had a good day, and that was that. The next day, he asked me to be on.
That a baby. So, you know, I'm curious, what can we expect to see in the season premiere? Now, is the Super Chef's Next Iron Chef, is that kind of following the same concept and the rules of the traditional Iron Chef, or how are you changing things up?
In a sense, you know, I'm competing against 9 other phenomenal chefs from around the country. So, and with Food Network, you know, you never know what to expect. They're so good at basically creating the drama. I mean, I like to think of it as like a pressure cooker kitchen stadium. And when you're in this competition, they've got that thing on blast. I mean, people ask me all the time, how'd you prepare for this? And I'm like, you know, there's no mental preparation. You basically just have to take everything they throw at you, make split decisions, execute, no mistakes, and at the end of the day, let the chips fall where they may. But it's there's going to be plenty of drama, my friend. It's going to be a very exciting show.
Now, this is going to be shot. This is shot in Los Angeles, in New York. Are they taking the show on the road in various episodes?
They are, man. They've got some really cool tricks up their sleeve, and I think they're going to give those Food Network fans just a real taste of what they can do. I mean, you know, the caliber of guests, Michael Simon, the judging, Alton Brown coming together, the different locations, the different challenges, they've really stepped it up a notch. I'm psyched to see it. I can't wait.
Now, what role does the secret ingredient play? Because I've been honored to be a judge for the last 2 years at the Tucson version of Iron Chef, and it's always that moment of anticipation where they reveal the secret ingredient, and we watch the chefs scurry around for 5 minutes trying to figure out what they're going to do. Is there a secret ingredient component of this series?
Very much so. Every day, it's like every day you go home, and you get a little hint of what a challenge might be, so you got to go home and sit on it for like 8 hours before you come to work the next day and battle. It's total drama. And speaking of the Tucson event, I believe Ryan Clark has won that last couple of years down there, Iron Chef.
Absolutely.
He used to work for me at Elements Sanctuary. Good guy, so I'm giving him a shout-out.
Oh, great. Shout-out. Yes, Chef Ryan Clark was on the show here on the Menu Live just about 3 weeks ago, and I had the privilege, Chef Bo McMillan, to watch his artistry in action. And I tell you what, it's not going to be long until he attracts the attention of the Food Network as well. He's just getting started, my friend.
He's a super talent. Young kid. I loved working with him, and he spent a year for me in between culinary school at CIA out in New York, and just done a bang-up job. I mean, I would love to see him compete.
No, that's great.
Would be good for him.
That's great. What a great testimonial. Now, listen, the next Iron Chef Super Chefs is hosted by Alton Brownian, of course, one of our favorite foodie personalities in all of the galaxy. What was it like working with Alton Brown?
You know, it's walking away going into this competition. People are like, are you going to do this? Are you going to do this? Are you going to do this? Of course, knots in your stomach, stress, all that stuff. The biggest thing I knew is I couldn't walk away from this fight. I knew that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, there's 10 incredible chefs put together on one stage, and you got to duke it out. And it was a learning experience. I knew, hey, me being around Alton, the guy is super smart, extremely critical, knows food, you know, great in front of the camera. It was a learning experience. And then, you know, the other thing, too, I got to tell you, I had such respect for Michael Simon. I asked Michael Simon, you know, is a true cook, one of the guys that came up the hard way, and you know, it deserves the belt he wears right now. And I thought, hey, I'm going to get around this guy. I'm going to learn something. And as well as the other chefs there that are involved, you're talking Michael Chiarello, Jeffrey Zakarian, Marcus Samuelson, Ann Burrell, Chuck Hughes, Mike Mendelson. I mean, look at that lineup. Alex Guarnaschelli. I mean, it's like unbelievable. Robert Irvine. I mean, I was like, I got to go and throw down.
Yeah, I mean, when you think of the cream of the crop, if you're going to name a top 10 list of serious celebrated rock star chefs in the country, man, you are in good company.
I was honored to be on it. Thank you. Thank you. It was, it's just, wait till you see the show, Matt. It is going to be sick. I can't wait.
Again, that is Sunday night, October the 30th, the premiere of the next Iron Chef Super Chefs right here and only on the Food Network. We're talking to one of our new best friends, Chef Bo McMillan from Sanctuary on Camelback Mountain in Phoenix. Things are going to change dramatically for you after we all watch. We want to make sure that all of our foodies across the Grand Canyon State are going to be rooting for you. They're going to be cheering you on. Activate your Facebook and your Twitter accounts and get behind Chef Bo McMillan, because this is going to be a contest to end all contests.
Hey, well done, my brother. Thanks for having me on, man. Love
you. Good luck to you, Chef.
My brother, be good.
Me, you too, as well. Man, oh man, I tell you, we're talking. We just love this show because we have the privilege of talking not only to some of the best chefs here in Southern Arizona, but in fact, when you get to engage someone like a Chef Bo McMillan up in Paradise Valley in the Phoenix area and find out about what it makes him tick as a culinary artist and how he can apply that training and that passion to this world-class competition in New York and Los Angeles and to get the attention of the Food Network is something that is just extraordinary. So again, Sunday night, October the 30th, I want all of my friends and listeners to tune into the Food Network and get all of Arizona behind Chef Bo McMillan as hopefully he makes his way all the way to the top. Can't thank the Food Network enough for everything they do to inspire us about what's possible in the culinary arts. Anyway, what a great segue, because we get to talk to somebody who always inspires us about what's possible in the world of wine, and it's been 2 weeks since I've heard her voice, her beautiful, rich voice, and you know she's back representing Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting
Welcome
Room, the
back.
Lovely Yvonne Fouché. What a great welcome this is.
Well, we've missed you. Not that your other hosts weren't wonderful, but we've certainly missed you.
Yeah, you know, I hear that the hosts did such a great job. You know, I was afraid when I walked back in here to the Jolt studio, they'd look at me and they'd say, who are you? You know?
Get lost, buddy.
Yeah, but they did invite me back, you know, in their charity, so I want to thank all of our friends here at AM 1330 The Jolt. So anyway, what's been keeping you busy for the last couple of weeks, Yvonne?
Oh, man, I'll tell you, life is just interesting, isn't it? We've been working with all of our anniversary party wines, but this week we've taken a different turn on things, and, you know, due to the fact that it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we're doing wines that honor women this week and fight breast cancer.
Wonderful.
So I love these kinds of tastings. I love the wineries. You know, it's unfortunate when I first opened, within the first year, there were several wineries that did have donation wines. They've, a lot of them have gone by the wayside. We're down to just a few, but a couple of my favorites are still around, which actually leads me to the wine that I've chosen as the wine of the week. And I've featured this winery before, and I love these kids with all my heart. It's the One Hope Winery Chardonnay.
Right
and
on.
They put half of their profits from this wine to breast cancer research.
And let me just stop you there, because I want to make sure that our listeners understand this. Half of their proceeds go to breast cancer research. You know, there's a lot of companies out there that'll say, we support it and we're going to donate 5%, or we support this, we're going to donate 1%. They are donating half of what they earn in sales to breast cancer research.
That's right.
It's unbelievable to me.
And the thing about it is, and that's when I call them kids, because they're only late 20s, early 30s.
That's right. Even I could say that, too.
Yeah, these are kids. And they're an example of the wonderful kids in our society. And they have several wines, and all of them, their whole organization was developed, the whole winery was developed to donate. They donate to autism. They donate to the troops. They donate to children's hospitals. All of their wines have a specific group that they donate to.
I love it. And you know, you just got my wife's attention, as you know full well, Yvonne Fouché. She's a Chardonnay enthusiast. What is it about this One Hope Chardonnay that has people talking down at Catavino's?
You know, the thing about it is, what they've done is, because they're a negotiant, they've hired Robert Mondavi Jr. as their winemaker. So they've got a heavy hitter in there. This guy knows wine. And what he has developed for them in this Chardonnay is, it's a real textbook Chardonnay. It's got the golden apples. It's got a teeny bit of citrus. It's got the butter. It's got crisp acidity in it. It's got a smooth finish. There's nothing wrong with this Chardonnay. It is just straight up the middle delicious.
Oh, it sounds beautiful, you know, because you've got your oaky, you've got your buttery, you've got your light, but this sounds like just this wonderful integration of all of the properties that we love and celebrate about Chards is in this one bottle, which is featured down there at Catavinos as the wine of the week. So I'm curious, Yvonne, what are you getting for this bottle of wine?
I sell this wine for $13.99.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And you can have a wonderful Chardonnay experience for only $13.99 and know that the enjoyment of wine in that essence is going to be giving back to organizations that really are using it to make measurable differences in people's lives.
This is where you get to have your cake and eat it, too.
Oh, I love it.
You know, you're
it.
Doing something. So, you know, in this case, you really need to, like, pound down a case in a week.
There's a challenge that has been issued from Yvonne Fouché. I think I can knock back a case of wine in a week. I might even want to raise you a case. What do you say? So in addition to this great Chardonnay, which I can already begin to taste right now, what are some of the other wines that you got profiled in this weekend's tasting?
Well, once again, I have one of my other favorite wineries, which unfortunately has gone under because Budge died, but I have the Cleavage Creek Viognier called the Secret White, and he donated 100% of his gross.
Wow.
Receipts.
Wow.
Yes.
That is just so admirable.
I know. It's absolutely amazing. Then I have, in celebration of women, because I'm calling this Women in Wine, and let's celebrate women, I have the Heron Pinot Noir. She's a wonderful winemaker.
Gorgeous.
I have the Middle Sister Winery Rebel Red.
Oh, I love it.
It's a good one.
I love
and then
it.
We've got Cycles Gladiator, Cabernet Sauvignon, and then I have the Hope Estate Winery. It's a Shiraz down in Hunter Valley, Australia, and they also donate to breast cancer research. So three of the wines that we're featuring this week donate to breast cancer research. The other three celebrate women.
So you can celebrate women and all of the women in your life and do something right for society by going down to Catavinos tonight, Friday and Saturday from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. You're going to have the unique opportunity to taste a flight of these beautiful six premium wines. Yvonne's even going to bring some lovely cheese and some crackers for you to enjoy that with. It's a beautiful time of year. Your patio is probably just rocking.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
This is one tasting that you don't want to miss. Again, all of that for only $10. If you buy at least a bottle of wine, wine. Yvonne's going to knock that down, that price down to $8. And if you do what I do and buy it by the case, you're not paying a penny for the tasting.
That's right.
I absolutely dig it. Anyway, Yvonne, this is going to be a great weekend for you. All of our listeners are going to come see you, spend some time out in your patio, get to know the Cattivinos family. And I just think that that's one of the greatest things about Southern Arizona.
Because
we call you family, and that's what it's all about.
Thank you, Matt.
Yvonne, have a great weekend. We'll see you soon.
Good to have you back.
We're going to take a very quick 60-second commercial break to learn a little bit more about Cattivinos. And when we come back, one of our other favorites is coming on, Sean Campbell from the Tucson Symphony. Stick around.
Discover a warm, intimate, and inviting hideaway in Midtown Tucson where you can meet people and explore new wines. At Cattivinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, located on Alvernon Way, just south of Fort Lowell, we offer more than 350 premium wines from all over the world, all priced under $15 a bottle. Each week, our wine tastings will give you the opportunity to sample a flight of wines alongside some delicious artisan cheeses. And our tasting room is the ideal venue for your next private party or special event. We also stock the latest wine accessories for making the most out of your wine experience. Finding a great bottle of wine for $30 is easy, but discovering a wonderful wine for less than $15 is an art. Let us do the work for you. Cattivinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. Come see us today or give us a call at 323-3063. That's 323-3063.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the intergalactic headquarters of KJLL AM 1330, The Jolt. Check us out on onthemenulive.com for all of our past shows, and you can learn a lot about our great sponsors and follow us on Twitter at On the Menu Live and also on Facebook On the Menu Live, because you're going to find out who we're talking to, who our guests are going to be, where we're going to be broadcasting the show from remote locations all across Southern Arizona on themenulive.com. Well, we've come to the part of the show, and you know, our next guest is someone that I wish I could spend more time with, because when Sean Campbell and I get together, we talk about great music, we talk about great passion, we talk about great food, and the Tucson Symphony is a manifestation of all of that, because they provide us with the opportunity to package all of those things together in some world-class culinary and entertainment events. And I believe Sean Campbell is with us now. What's up?
Well, a movable musical feast. Hi, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing great. I look at the clock and I count the days and the weeks and the hours when I get to talk to you, because this is all such special stuff. And when you talk about great, unique culinary experiences in Tucson, the movable musical feast is really near the top of the list. Now, the next one's coming up this Sunday, October the 23rd. At 5:30 p.m. out of the Tancoverde Guest Ranch, a beautiful backdrop for this great event. What's going on October the 23rd, Sean?
That's right. This is one of those opportunities that Tucsonans can feel really special about being here, because the setting is one of Tucson's most beautiful, the foothills of the Rincons at Tancoverde Ranch, as you said. And then there's this gourmet meal that is interspersed with special concerts by TSO's amazing musicians. So we have concert by the Wind Quintet and the Flute Viola Harp Trio, but you start out on this beautiful lawn under these mesquite trees with a choice of traditional or prickly pear margarita.
Which one are you going to have? Are you going to have one of each, or are you going to have...
No, I think I'm going to stick with traditional.
Oh, a classicist here. Very
yes.
good.
Well, you know, Tucson Symphony, classicist mix.
Oh, very good. I couldn't have scripted you any better.
But there's some amazingly creative hors d'oeuvres to choose from, so let me tell you about two of them.
Yeah.
One is a chimichurri beef skewer, and they take the beef and they marinate it in basil, mint, garlic, and olive oil.
Atta girl.
And it's unbelievably tasty and on this little skewer, so easy to eat. The other is a sweet potato cake with chicken tinga. Now, chicken tinga is stewed pulled chicken that's been marinated in chipotle and cilantro with a lime creme. And then it's on this really delicious sweet potato cake. And it comes in a little spoon so that, you know, we're standing out near the corral on a beautiful lawn. It's easy to eat.
Oh, that's
again.
What a great idea.
Delicious.
Sounds delicious. And so right after that, I guess the Wind Quintet is going to pick things up with a sunset performance. Talk about that.
We head up to this rooftop where you have this amazing view of the Rincons, and the quintet will play this really spicy concert of music from Cuba, Spain, and Brazil.
Oh, I love it.
So that'll be beautiful to listen to, beautiful to look at, and just really special.
Gorgeous. And then so what's following that?
Yes, we head downstairs into this gorgeous stone dining room for a salad and an entree. Let me just tell you about the entree.
I can't wait.
It's a split plate of a bacon-wrapped tender beef medallion.
Oh.
And then that's paired with salmon with a citrus beurre blanc. And then the side is, get this, hatch chili grits and julienne caramelized carrots. Now, I have to tell you that I was like, okay, grits, I don't know. You know, I'm not from the South. I wasn't that familiar. We had to keep ourselves from licking the plate when we did the tasting. I mean, they are...
I don't know that I could keep myself from doing it. I mean, that's, you know, when Matt Russell shows up at a culinary experience, they expect to see the plate licked. That's just how I roll. But did you use the word bacon and beef in the same sentence?
Yes, I did.
Atta
girl. Bacon-wrapped beef medallion.
I love you, Sean Campbell. I actually think I do. I do. I'm not embarrassed to admit that. Anyway, so
beautiful
salmon with a citrus beurre blanc and hatch green chili grits, and I can imagine they're creamy and hatch chilies, you know, right from New Mexico.
And then these caramelized carrots next to it. I mean, it's just like this combination of flavors that, I mean, they've really outdone themselves.
Just beautiful. So what happens after dinner?
Well, then we will have another concert by the flute viola harp trio. So that's a really interesting... delicate, sophisticated combination of sounds, and they'll be playing a whole range of music from Mozart to Joplin. So that will be lovely while you're sipping your cup of coffee, and then it's time for dessert.
Oh, start. Go, go, go. I love it.
Okay. It's called an ancho chocolate bomb. So what it starts out with is a bed of brownie and caramel, and then there's a light chocolate mousse on top of that. And then the whole thing is covered with this dark chocolate shell that has a little bit of ancho chili in it, which just gives it this amazing little warmth and extra special flavor that just makes the dessert superb.
The ancho chocolate bomb, a little sweet, a little spice.
Yes.
And that almost sounds like Sean Campbell, a little sweet, a little spice. Anyway, I know I'm embarrassing the heck out of you. You're blushing. I know that's what happens. So anyway, talk to us about how we can get tickets. It's going on again Sunday, October the 23rd, out at the Tancredi Guest Ranch. World-class musical performance, world-class food. How can people get tickets?
Okay, they have to make that decision right away because we can only take reservations until 4 o'clock tomorrow. That's Friday, 4 o'clock. And they just call the TSO box office at 882-8585. So that's easy to remember, 882-8585.
And say, I want to go to the Movable Musical Feast.
Yes.
You're going to be seeing a lot of our fans out there. Get to know Sean Campbell and the entire performance artistry of the Tucson Symphony. We love everything the symphony stands for in Tucson, what it does for Tucson, and what it means for Tucson. We love everything you're doing, Sean Campbell. Keep up all the great work, and maybe we'll see you out there on October the 23rd.
That would be great. Thanks so much, Matt.
Thank you so much. Sean Campbell from the Tucson Symphony Orchestra partnering with the Tancredi Guest Ranch on October 23rd. I'd also be remiss if I didn't let all of our listeners know about the Tucson Culinary Festival. It's going on the last week in October, October the 27th through the 30th. Go to TucsonCulinaryFestival.com for all the information, all the tickets. It's going to start on Thursday with the Grand World Margarita Championship out at Maynard's, the Grand Tasting and the Reserve Tasting out at Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort on that Saturday, and the Copper Chef Challenge and Barbecue on Sunday right there at Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort. Again, TucsonCulinaryFestival.com has all the information. We're going to take a quick news break and thank a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, we're going down to talk to Chef Ramiro Scavo from Pasco Kitchen and Lounge. Don't go away.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Muammar Gaddafi is dead, and President Obama says that means the end of military action in Libya.
Without putting a single U.S. service member on the ground, we achieved our objectives, and our NATO mission will soon come to an end.
Libyans are celebrating Gaddafi's death. Authorities in Zanesville, Ohio, say the one monkey unaccounted for in that incident involving dozens of wild animals on the loose actually might have been eaten by one of the other released animals. Most of the 56 animals were shot and killed by law enforcement. The IRS says you'll be able to contribute more tax-free money to your 401k next year. For tax year 2012, you'll be allowed to contribute up to $17,000. The Basque separatist group ETA says it's laying down its arms and ending its campaign of violence. The group's blamed for more than 800 killings over the decades. Game 2 of the World Series tonight in St. Louis, the Cardinals and Rangers scoreless in the second inning right now. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Right now, the Home Depot has 10% off appliances of $297 or more. Plus, free haul away and delivery that's really free. On brands like GE, Maytag, and LG. So it's never been easier to get appliances that are more dependable, more energy efficient, and yes, shiny. An upgraded kitchen or laundry room starts with 10% off appliances. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through November 9th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Hey, it's Mike Rowe talking about the Big Tire Event with Fiona, who works at a Ford dealership. How are you, Fiona?
I'm good, thank you.
What makes the Big Tire Event big?
Everything.
Selection?
Big.
Rebates?
Big.
Savings?
Big.
It's big all around.
All around, it's big.
It's so large, in fact, that the announcer should take it from here.
Buy four select tires, get a $100 rebate, and that's on top of the low price tire guarantee.
All right, well, there it is. It's a Big Tire Event, and everything about it is
big. Competitors ad required for tire guarantee. Stop by any participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 11/30/11.
I'm Charles Osgood. The true measure of any insurance company comes when you need it the most. And maybe that's why, when it comes to claims, auto owners insurance is known throughout the insurance industry as the no problem people. Since the year 1916, auto owners insurance has been there when you need them. Auto owners insurance, the no problem people. To find the independent insurance agent nearest you, visit autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com.
Well, here we are on a very busy Saturday night. It's about 10 o'clock at night, and we're here at Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails at 135 South 6th Avenue, just a block south of Broadway, and we ran into my good friend, Chef Janos Wilder, who's agreed to spend a couple minutes with us. What's going on, Chef?
Matt, thanks for coming into Downtown After Dark. We do this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, live music, half-price bar menu. It's the place to be.
Really is the place to be, and it's so busy around here. Everyone's having such a great time.
It's going on here during the afternoon, too. We do a traditional happy hour from 4 to 6 p.m. every day, half-price bar menu, drink specials, and then lunch, dinner, stay for late night. It's happening all the time here.
All with that unique Janos twist, whether it's the great food or the wonderful things happening behind the bar. We just can't get enough of downtown.
Thanks, Matt. So give us a call, 623-7700, or go to the website, downtownkitchen.com.
That sounds great. I think I'll go get a drink. Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
It's time for the 9th Annual Tucson Culinary Festival, presented by the Tucson Originals and Soul Casinos, October 27th through the 30th. Experience the best of Tucson's vibrant culinary scene all weekend long. Start with the World Margarita Championship. Go on an original adventure, revel at the Reserve and Grand Tasting, and cheer for your favorites at the Copper Chef Challenge and Barbecue. Buy your tickets today at TucsonCulinaryFestival.com and help support our beneficiaries, Arizona's Children Association, Diamond Children's, and New Beginnings for Women and Children. Or call 334-1112. That's 334-1112.
Over 2,000 fine wines to complement your meal. Experience the very best. You deserve it. This is Bob McMahon. Join me at my place, McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, Swan and Fort Lowell.
Spend an evening with us at 47 Scott and Scott & Co., located downtown Tucson's emerging culinary capital. 47 Scott, serving modern comfort food for both lunch and dinner in a neighborhood bistro setting. A rotating selection of affordable wines and handcrafted cocktails complement our freshly prepared seasonal menu. Sit under the stars on our cozy brick patio or inside in a comfortable urban setting where we focus on excellent service and hospitality. Enjoy a drink before or after your meal at Scott & Co., our small cocktail lounge located directly next door to 47 Scott. With a nod to the cocktail scene of years past, Scott & Co. features seasonal drink creations unlike any other place in Tucson. 47 Scott, located downtown at 47 North Scott Avenue, across the street from the Pennington Parking Garage. Open for lunch Monday through Friday and dinner Monday through Saturday. Online at 47scott.com. For reservations, call 624-4747. That's 624-4747.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell on AM 1330, The Jolt. Beautiful.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. We're having a great time here at The Jolt. You know, there's always such friendly faces here, and everyone's always having such a great time. And the only thing we're missing is food. I got to make sure that we need to make sure every time we have this show, there's food here to share. Anyway, we talked to Bo McMillan, who's going to be competing on the next Iron Chef, Super Chefs on the Food Network. And there's a culinary character in town who actually had the title Iron Chef here a while ago, and he's gone on to bigger and better things, and we thought we'd catch up with him because it's been a while since we've crawled inside the mastermind of Chef Ramiro Scavo, and he's on the phone with us now. What's up, Chef?
How you doing?
Doing fantastic. Listen, I wanted to bring you back on the show because I remember doing a live remote broadcast from Pasco Kitchen and Lounge right down there on University and Main Gate Square shortly after you guys opened, and we loved seeing all the buzz and all the people having just this great time and this great setting and this great vibe, and we just thought from that moment, this is going to be a successful restaurant operation, and we thought, you know, several months down the road, you know, we just keep celebrating everything that you guys are doing at Pasco. We want to have you give us a little bit of an update. What's going on down there?
Well, it's a game day, so it's a lot of fun energy right now. A lot of people, and so we're having an exciting day. Aside from the game, we're also putting in our new menu tonight, and this has been a funner menu change for us. Usually, we take six items off, put six items on. This time we took one item off and added nine.
So, that's a bold thing to do. Now let me just say, of the things that you took off the menu, and I'm starting to get a little nervous, Chef, because you know there's so many great things on that Pasco menu. But I'm hoping, in my heart of hearts, that you have found it within you to keep the Big Boy Burger on the menu.
Oh yeah,
attaboy.
That's a staple.
Let me remind our listeners that this is a beautiful grass-fed patty of beef, lovingly laid on this gorgeous baked roll with some crispy braised pork belly, with a beautiful panko crusted egg that sits atop the pork belly. And then he's not done; he ladles that with love with this beautiful hollandaise sauce that sort of comes out. So when you take that top bun and you gingerly, now see, everybody here in the studio is they're panting. They're panting, Chef. The Big Boy Burger's not going anywhere, is it?
Oh, no. No, not for a long, long time.
So we all have our favorite Pasco items on the menu, whether that's the lunch menu, dinner. Of course, we want to talk about what you have up your sleeve for late night. But give our listeners a sense of some of the newer items that they're going to see on your menu.
Well, one that we're really, really liking, especially since the nights have been cooler, we've been running as a special, getting great feedback, is the lamb bolognese. And as you know, we have our lamb raised for us right here in southern Arizona. It's a black belly sheep.
Oh, yeah.
And we make a great traditional bolognese sauce. We make a house-made pappardelle pasta, which we make by hand. And then we top that with the fresh mozzarella.
And nobody does pasta like Ramiro Scavo. I remember watching you compete a couple of years ago in the Iron Chef competition, and within 30 seconds of that hour stopwatch being started, you were rolling some fresh pasta. I just loved that.
Yeah, made a lot of pounds of pasta in my life. That's for
sure. Lamb bolognese. Now, a lot of people think beef bolognese. You know, what gave you the idea of incorporating some of this lamb in there? I mean, it's kind of a non-traditional pairing, but it sounds delicious.
Right. And I guess it was to do something that we're all familiar with, just doing it a little newer, you know. And the product we get is just so great. It's hard to cut, you know, loins. When we're buying the whole animals, you know, I don't get a case of just chops. You know, I only get a certain amount of chops, certain, you know, two legs.
Right.
So, you know, we grind up the whole product. And then just cook it beautifully with vegetable, herbs, and red wine.
Oh, that just sounds absolutely gorgeous. So you're rolling that out for the first time tonight?
Oh, yes. You'll be rolling it out tonight.
You'll be sold out by 8 o'clock. I can almost guarantee. So lamb bolognese, what else you got up your sleeve on the new menu?
Well, we do a nice prosciutto-wrapped pork tenderloin. That's a Snake River Ranch pork tenderloin.
Gorgeous.
And we're making these great hominy grits, and then we fold some roasted butternut squash.
Oh.
The farmers markets have so much great squash going out now, so we roast up some butternut squash, mix it in the grits, pair that with a nice cranberry and prickly pear gastrique.
Oh, yes.
Apples and some wild arugula.
One of the things that you said it quickly, and I want to make sure that our listeners hang on every word, because that's one of the things that we've discovered to be kind of the Pasco difference, is that, you know, you resist the temptation to buy all of your food ingredients and items from, you know, food distributors. And we don't want to knock any of the distributors. We've got some great people in that industry. But when you're thinking about, you know, fresh fruits and fresh vegetables and even your proteins, you really like to get as local and as close to the source as you can. So when you say farmer's market, you're literally talking about shopping at a farmer's market.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the farmer's markets are great, and they're opening up, and they're busy, and we find we meet new people from different parts of the state every week. It's a blast.
Now, this is actually you going out and taking that journey yourself?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, myself and the team, you know. Everyone who works with us believes in what we're doing and is interested in the type of the rules we play by,
right.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that kind of harkens back to the original concept for what Pasco is all about. And for our first-time listeners, I will remind you or inspire you that Pasco really is all about a sense of place. It's about pasture. It's about grazing. It's about, you know, the roots of what's possible in the culinary landscape. And that's what Pasco really is all about. So you expect to find these kinds of things and that sense of community when you walk in the front door of that great restaurant. Absolutely love it. So what are you doing on the bar side of things? So I know that, you know, when you build out a new menu or when you're adding some things on the menu, you probably have some creative ideas for what you want the lounge side of the business to be. And I love walking into Pasco because the first thing you see is this great lounge sort of setting. And there's sort of these different coves and nooks and crannies of Pasco. Each little eating area kind of has its own personality. But that lounge really has almost become the centerpiece of the setting. What's happening behind the bar?
Oh, well, behind the bar, we take our drinks as serious as we take our food, with ingredients and seasonality and even making things to order. You know, throughout my career, sometimes I really put the pressure on our kitchen brigade, because we make a lot of things to order. And it's the same thing behind the bar. For instance, we've been playing around with this exiting summer, entering fall drink. We have the last of the lemon cucumbers, which will be last the season. Then we have the first season of Concord grapes and fig. So we muddle all of that up to order, put a little rosemary simple syrup, vodka, splash of soda water, and you got a great drink.
Oh, that sounds delicious. And when you say muddle, you guys are talking serious muddling. I mean, I you know, back when I was bartending 25 years ago, you know, it was pretty much just Coors and Cuervo. But when you walk into Pasco, you know, it's like an aerobic exercise watching your mixologists go to work.
Oh, yeah.
It's like dinner and a show, for crying out loud.
Oh, yeah. On our busy nights, we have someone there just to muddle, you know. the bartenders put all the ingredients in the glass, and someone's just standing there, and their forearms look like Popeye by the end of the night.
That's what it takes, because I know how important physical fitness plays in the whole Pasco experience,
yeah.
For sure. Absolutely. So the mixology offering is actually going to be front and center on October the 27th, because you guys think you have what it takes to walk away the victor in the World Margarita Championship, which is going to be down on the patio at Maynard's, kicking off the Tucson Culinary Festival again on October the 27th. So, Romero Scavo, I know you probably don't want to give too much away, but you think you know your way around a margarita to win this thing, do you?
Oh, we feel good. You know, coming up with our signature margarita, we've done a lot of R&D, so we feel confident, and we know that the rest of Tucson, there's some great competition out there, so We're just as excited to learn as we are to compete.
I think that's great. So, you know, he sounds confident, but not overly confident. I mean, you know, this is a community. We want everybody to get the spotlight in this. But as I understand it, Romero, we've sort of have contestants going up against one another in rounds of two. So do you know at this point who you're going to be going up against in the margarita competition?
Actually, I don't.
Okay. All right. So there's a lot of great margaritas here. But no matter who it is, you know, you're going to bring your A game. I'm actually going to be there to MC the event, so it's going to be my pleasure to watch you and your team put together what sounds like could be an award-winning margarita.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun.
You moving the margarita down there at Pasco these days, or is that still kind of a classic beverage that needs to be on the menu?
Well, we have one, and we call ours the Father Kino. And the Father Kino, we do an awesome pulpa dip and tapin rim, and then we muddle up some cucumbers, cilantro. We have a chili-infused agave nectar that we use it to sweeten it up with, and an awesome silver tequila.
Beautiful. Father Kino.
That's what we serve every day. That's our signature margarita. And for the competition, we've changed it up a little bit. And you know, it's going to be a good time.
Dude, we
can't down the street, you know, so we feel like we're still in our backyard.
That's right. I mean, we can't get them to disclose the secret ingredient, guys. I mean, I'm doing my best. I've got tweets coming in. I got faxes coming in. What is he going to do? Anyway, but it's not all over on the 27th, because if you fast forward to Sunday, this great Copper Chef Challenge and barbecue there on the Kiva patio of Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort, you guys are going to be going head-to-head in a mac and cheese throwdown. Is that what I hear?
Yes.
What's going on there?
Love mac and cheese. when mac and cheese, the big tidal wave came of it being the big thing, we jumped all over it. Man, must have been 6 years ago. And we've been making different kinds of mac and cheeses ever since, you know, from a great andouille sausage with broccoli all the way to a lobster mac and cheese.
So you got to stop. Like, I can't take it anymore. You know, I need to be eating mac and cheese right now as are talking. We need to arrange that for our next interview. So, okay, we want to make sure that all of our listeners get a chance to go down there and watch Romero Scavo and his team, highly credentialed culinary team. I don't know, who are you going up against? Do we know that in the mac and cheese throw?
That would be the guys from Brush Fire Grill and Brush Fire Barbecue, and they do a great job.
Yeah, they do. You know, Ben and Jared, they actually won the prime rib throwdown last year at the Copper Chef Challenge, so they're 1-0 in throwdowns.
I believe it. They do a good job.
You got to bring your A game, Romero. I mean, mac and cheese is, you know, I know my way around a bowl of mac and cheese, and I have high hopes for what you're going to produce.
Game plan is to your first impression to be like, oh, and then as soon as you go towards the mac and cheese, huge surprise. Bam. Whoa, I didn't expect that. Zero to 60 on this one.
This is going to be challenging every assumption you have ever had about what macaroni and cheese is and what it can be. Okay, so we're looking forward to that weekend. Getting back to Pasco, you know, you got great happy hour, you got great lunch, great dinner. You doing some stuff late night?
Late night, we have our kitchen open Thursday through Saturday till 2 in the morning. We're going to start a reverse happy hour. We're starting a great bar menu with tacos, nachos, a hot dog we call the Wildcat Dog. Having a real fun menu late night, you know. We do a really fun andouille sausage corn dog with fried okra. There's still some fried okra coming out of Sleeping Frog Farm, so...
Oh, beautiful.
We still got that going for anyone who loves it. It's about to go out of season here.
Beautiful. So you've redefined the hamburger with the Big Boy Burger, and you've really redefined the hot dog with the Wildcat. Talk about what's on that bad boy.
The Wildcat dog is an all-natural beef link smoked, and then we put a nice green chili aioli, beans, pico de gallo, shredded cabbage, cilantro, and a pork belly chicharron right on top of there. And it's just awesome. Oh, and then Small Planet organic hot dog bun, of course.
Oh, that's beautiful. Just enveloping it with goodness to make you happy you're alive. I just love it. Anyway, so we've got just about another minute remaining before we go to our trivia question. I want to remind all of our listeners, we're actually going to be giving away two tickets to the World Margarita Championship tonight, so you want to stick around for another minute or so. We're going to read a trivia question, and the first person to call in with the right answer is going to win, again, two tickets to the World Margarita Championship and taste for themselves what Romero Scavo thinks is the best margarita in all of the world. Anyway, make sure that all of our listeners know exactly where Pasco Kitchen and Lounge is and how they can find out information about you online.
All right. Well, we're at University of Euclid, and our website is PascoKitchen.com, and we're in the Geronimo Plaza, right in the Main Gate Square there. And a parking is always a pain, so park in the Tyndall Garage, and we'll validate your parking. Just make sure you present your parking ticket to your server. So please don't worry about parking. Park right in that garage, and you walk right across the street into our courtyard, and you're good to go.
Parking is never a problem. At the Tyndall Garage, bring your ticket in, have it validated at Pasco, and let Romero Scavo and his team take you to a whole nother level when it comes to great food and great drinks. Chef Romero Scavo, Kelly Had, your entire team out there, we just love everything you guys are doing, and we can't wait to see you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Chef Romero Scavo. Man, oh man, mac and cheese with the goodness. A hot dog with chicharron pork belly is my kind of hot dog. And I'm glad he didn't do away with the big boy burger, because I think I might need one of those for dinner. Anyway, I want to make sure that all of our listeners know, again, we're going to be giving away two tickets to the World Margarita Championship to the first caller who calls in right now with the answer to this question. Now, we actually have the opportunity to talk with Chef Bo McMillan, who is an Arizonan executive chef who is going to be competing in the next Iron Chef Super Chefs season on the Food Network. And we want to know if you know where he's from. He is the executive chef at what restaurant? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now at 529-3508. Again, 529-3508. What restaurant is Bo McMillan the executive chef for? Good luck. We'll be right back. Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home. In your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100. Or check them out online at entouragetucson.com.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square's the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell wrapping up the most delicious hour on radio here on October the 20th edition of On the Menu Live. Anyway, the trivia question this week is executive chef Bo McMillan runs the kitchen operation at a great restaurant here in Arizona, and we want to know, what is his home restaurant? And if you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now at 529-3508 for a chance to win two tickets to the World Margarita Championship right here in Tucson on October the 27th. And we're going to go right now to line one and say hi to Yolette. Hey, what's going on?
Hi.
So, you sound like you have the sound of confidence in your voice. I don't know if you had a chance to listen to our interview with Chef Bo McMillan, but what restaurant does he call home?
Well, I tried to listen to your show, but I was tutoring late, so I had to take a guess. I said the Flying V.
The Flying V is not the correct answer, but I'm going to give you a little bit of a hint. Now, of course, you're going to have to hang up and call again if you want.
Okay.
Anyway, the hint is it's not a Tucson restaurant. In fact, Chef Bo McMillan is the chef of a restaurant in the Paradise Valley section of Phoenix metropolitan area. So that opens up a line at 529-3508. Again, 529-3508 for a chance to win two tickets to the World Margarita Championship on October the 27th. Now, this is a world-class event. It's right on the patio of Maynard's. You're going to have over 30 samples of some of the best margaritas you've ever had. It's all kinds of great food. The weather is going to be absolutely perfect, and two tickets are yours if you think you know the answer to the question, which is, what restaurant does executive chef Bo McMillan run? And we're going to go to line two and say hi to Catherine. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Matt. How are you doing?
Doing great. Always nice to hear a friendly voice. I don't know if you listened to the entire show, but the darn question was answered at the top of the show, so we'll know right now if we have a loyal listener. What's the answer to the question?
I believe it's the Elements Restaurant at the Sanctuary.
The Elements Restaurant at the Sanctuary is correct! Oh my goodness, we've got a winner! The Sanctuary on Camelback Mountain in Paradise Valley, Arizona, is exactly where Chef Bo McMillan calls home. And guess what, Catherine? You just won two tickets to the World Margarita Championship. Let me ask you, do you like margaritas?
I love margaritas.
Where's your favorite margarita in town?
Oh, homemade.
Oh, homemade. So you actually should be competing in this contest. Anyway, it's going to be my personal privilege to get those tickets to you in the mail. So I'm going to ask you not to hang up, because Sydney right here at the studio is going to get all your information, and we're going to mail those out to you. I'm actually going to be emceeing that event, so I want you to find me, come up to the big mouth with the microphone, and say, "I'm Catherine. I listen to your show," and I'm going to make you. I'll embarrass you a little bit that night.
Most definitely, you can count on it.
Anyway, thanks again. Congratulations, and we'll see you on October the 27th.
All right. Thank you, Matt.
Right on. Chef Bo McMillan from The Sanctuary on Camelback Mountain in Paradise Valley, Arizona. We are just thrilled that an Arizonan made the top 10 list of world-class celebrated chefs to compete in the next Iron Chef Super Chefs competition, again, which premieres on October the 30th all over the world. So you don't want to miss that. And again, let everybody in your networks know. We always like to get behind our local friends and our local talent. Make sure that you log on Facebook, that you activate your Twitter accounts, and let everybody know you're following Chef Bo McMillan. We have no idea how far into the season he's going to go, but we just hope for the Grand Canyon's state's sake that he emerges the victor. One more shout out, of course, to our good friends with the Tucson Originals, this wonderful network of local restaurants, independent restaurants owned by people right here in Tucson who have helped to make Tucson the culinary capital of the southwestern United States. TucsonOriginals.com. You can get all of the information on all of the members, all kinds of great specials that are going on. You can sign up to receive their newsletter. If it's happening in Southern Arizona and it's got a culinary twist, the Tucson Originals are going to know everything that's going on. You're going to learn everything you need to know about them, about where is dinner tonight. And they are also one of the big sponsors of the Tucson Culinary Festival. Again, tickets are going to go quickly, my friends. So you want to go to TucsonCulinaryFestival.com to get all of your tickets for this world-class weekend. Again, Thursday, October the 27th, we're going to be broadcasting this show live from the Margarita Championship down at Maynard's Market and Kitchen downtown, right on the beautiful patio, and that's going to be a world-class event. Saturday night is going to be the Grand and the Reserve tasting there at Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort, and then Sunday, of course, the entire event culminates with the Copper Chef Challenge and barbecue, which is another world-class event. You don't want to miss it at all. Anyway, again, on the menu live.com. Tucson.com, On the Menu Live on Facebook, and On the Menu Live on Twitter for all the things you need to know to make this weekend a great culinary experience for you. If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to rerun this Saturday at noon right here on AM 1330. In the meantime, this is Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Thursday at 5, it's On the Menu Live. Have a great weekend.
KJLL.